Hey there, I'm Kendra Adachi, and my show, The Lazy Genius Podcast, helps you be a genius about the things that matter and lazy about the things that don't, and you get to decide what matters. I'm not here to tell you what to do. I'm here to give you a new way to see. Episodes of The Lazy Genius Podcast are full of compassionate time management tips and permission slips to do what makes sense for you. New episodes drop every Monday. Follow and listen to The Lazy Genius Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
America faces a choice. This is Battleground America. Here's Tara Servatius.
Most people know him as the billionaire owner of the LA Times, part owner of the LA Lakers. His name's Dr. Patrick Soon-Shiong. Dr. Soon-Shiong made his billions, not just as a surgeon, but in cancer cures. He runs cancer treatment centers and two cancer companies, one of which made two major breakthroughs. That's where the money comes from. So you could say that as a medical doctor, Dr. Patrick Soon-Shiong is probably an expert in cancer, someone definitely capable of following the science. And he's got a warning. We've got to get to the bottom of why the COVID shot is causing cancers, specifically cancers in young people.
So this idea of the effectiveness and safety of the vaccines is real science. We need to talk about it. And guess what? We're going to have to address the rising incidence of cancer. For the first time in my career, I've seen an 8-year-old, 9-year-old, 10-year-old with colon cancer. The first time in my career, I've had a 13-year-old child in our clinic die of metastatic pancreatic cancer. We have to face this effectiveness and face reality.
Well, we better figure this out fast because we have just weeks until the new Moderna Emflusia vaccine comes out, the first mRNA vaccine outside of COVID to be introduced to the American public. As 130 to 140 million Americans march like zombies to get what their doctor will probably call the flu shot. But this isn't the flu shot that you've been taking for decades. It's an mRNA vaccine, the same deadly, damaging technology behind the COVID vaccine. You may remember RFK trying his best to stop the trial for this. Only a tiny percentage of trials aren't approved by the FDA every year. And Vinay Prasad and RFK tried to stop this one, arguing that the design was completely inadequate, both from a safety and effectiveness perspective. And then Vinay Prasad was very quickly pushed out of the FDA by the Trump administration and replaced by a more pro-vaccine individual. And the Emflusia vaccine was approved. That is, despite FDA scientists noting a higher rate of adverse events among clinical trial participants and a higher number of unspecified deaths. Oh, and serious adverse events. But the main safety testing will be in the population, quote, after marketing, unquote. Yeah, that means what you think. Dr. Carl Jablonski told the Children's Health Defender, that's the publication RFK Jr.'s been putting out for years, that, quote, a lot of really good questions of harm, talking about the vaccine, will have to be answered in the post-marketing period when the harm manifests in the population. But, they've noted, the FDA scientist, a higher rate of solicited adverse events among clinical trial participants who received the shot, and a higher number of unspecified deaths and serious adverse events compared to the flu shot. I have a feeling they're understating that. Why? Because as Dr. Jessica Rose told the Defender, the safety analysis period on the trial is too small to detect long-term risks. There is no way to know what the long-term adverse events will encompass, she said. Well, except for one. Since the mRNA 1010, that's the Emflusia that I'm talking about, the flu vaccine, is based on the same flawed platform as COVID-19 shots, she anticipates, quote, exactly the same problems as the COVID shots, as per millions of reported adverse events to pharmacovigilance databases. What kind of adverse events are we talking about? Oh, at least 39,000 dead people in VAERS. That's the CDC's early warning vaccine system created by Congress. And we know we don't capture all the adverse events in it. What's reported is generally assumed to be between 1% and 10% of the actual side effects. So what does it say that 39,000 people died from the COVID shot? More than every other vaccine combined that's ever been reported to VAERS. Here's Senator Ron Johnson, who's been holding hearings for 3 months now on the deadly COVID vaccine and the damage it does to those it doesn't kill.
But early on in March and April, because I was concerned, I was following VAERS, VAERS was screaming at us. If we were looking at the thousands of deaths early on, 46% of those deaths were occurring on the day of vaccination, in 1 or 2 days. We're up to almost 39,000 deaths. 24% of those deaths occurred on the day of vaccination or within 1 or 2 days. Now, this has been available month by month by month since about March, April of 2021. And the federal officials are still not acknowledging it.
Dr. Angus Dalgish, he's a professor emeritus of oncology at the University of London, warned there is no need for any specific flu vaccine, he said, citing the high number of serious adverse events related to the mRNA COVID-19 vaccines. Quote, the case for mRNA gene therapies for any infectious disease can never be approved with current technology, given the totally unacceptable serious side effect risks, he says. And yet, within a few weeks, people will go to the doctor. Here's what's going to start happening, because we've seen this before. The flu vaccine will be everywhere, in your face, like never before. Every doctor you go to see, no matter how unrelated to the flu, will try to jam it down your throat. Quite literally. More than likely, that'll be because they get bounties, like with the COVID vaccine. I call them bounties. They didn't call them that. Anywhere between $10 and $200 for each shot you can convince a patient to get. And of course, the FDA says it's fine, so doctors rarely ask questions beyond that. I doubt your doctor will either. And that's why, folks, if you're going to go in and get the flu vaccine this fall, you must make sure it's not Moderna's Emflusia. That's the new mRNA shot. And tell everyone you know, folks, we need to try to save as many people as possible from putting this in their arm. And the battle to do just that began this weekend with former New York Times investigative reporter Alex Berenson on Twitter trying to warn people. A quick guide to flu shots, he tweeted. Standard flu shot, useless. mRNA flu shot, useless and dangerous. Berenson, of course, lost his Twitter account back when Jack Dorsey ran Twitter for, we now know, accurately reporting way before it was cool that the COVID shot was absolutely ineffective and completely useless. Anthony Fauci and Pfizer were able to get him silenced and his account yanked. He, years later, was able to win a court case where he was where Twitter was forced to pay him $60,000 in damages and reinstate his account. But by then it was too late for all the people he might have warned about the COVID shot.
What the heck is going on with all these promotional popcorn buckets? The giant shorts that all of Gen Z is wearing now? And whatever the heck Hyrox is? I'm comedian and certified hater Matt Bellassai, and these are the types of questions I'm demanding answers to on my podcast, What the Heck with Matt Bellassai. Listen or watch every Thursday as I rant about all the internet trends, pop culture stories, and personal mayhem that makes me scream, what the heck? Follow What the Heck with Matt Bellassai wherever you get your podcasts.
We now know, thanks to RFK's work unearthing this stuff, that there are 25 serious side effects to the COVID vaccine that under the Biden administration, the AI algorithms were geared to hide, or rather not detect. We even know that after Anthony Fauci was publicly vaccinated, he had one of the serious side effects and hid it from the public, writing about it in his diary while insisting publicly the shot was safe. Here's Health and Human Services Secretary RFK Jr. on Laura Ingraham.
He got vaccinated, very, very public, press conference in January of 2020. And then he had, and this is the first time that we knew this from the diary, he had a pulmonary infarction, which is one of the adverse events that NIH, CDC, and FDA said are expected from the vaccine. He never told anybody. He got treated for it privately by the best doctors in America. At the same time, he was telling everybody that that was not an adverse event.
By the way, a pulmonary infarction is when a blood clot kills off part of your lung and then you have to have it removed. It's not like a bruise or something you could take an aspirin for. The irony, of course, is after doing everything in his power to stop this Mflusiva from going forward and being overruled by the Trump administration, RFK, or at least his publication, the Children's Health Defender, is left to rage against it and try to save as many lives and as many people from damage as possible. Now, I think what'll happen this year is that Moderna is counting on that the doctor will simply call it a flu shot. And since you have one every year, many of you, you'll just be like, yeah, that's fine. Folks, this year you have to ask, is it Mflusiva? That's Mflusiva. Right now it's recommended by the FDA for adults age 50 or older. The traditional flu vaccine, usually given, as a nasal spray, will be available too. So folks, you've got to be very careful what you let them put in your arm if you're going to get it. I wouldn't recommend getting it at all. Folks, I don't make that recommendation, by the way, in a vacuum. One of my first investigative pieces as an investigative reporter, and ironically, I actually won an Associated Press Investigative Reporting Award for it, was on the flu and the effectiveness of the flu vaccine. And one of the things they don't tell you is that as they analyze the effectiveness, most of the figures you'll get are year one or year two. As they go out to year four, five, six, you can start to see that the flu vaccine is extremely ineffective, as in barely works most years. It's simply not worth the risk. This year, the new Moderna vaccine is going to be marketed as an alternative choice. And I know what they're going to say. It's 26% more effective than the traditional vaccine. Surely you do want that, right? Doubt your doctor will even tell you it's mRNA. Not because they're trying to be deceptive. It's just they probably don't know a lot about it. And that's how it's going to end up in millions of arms. So for now, it's being marketed as a more effective alternative choice rather than a replacement, but it's only the first year. And they've got to see how many people they can fool into taking it. By the way, folks, you're going to love this. In its report to investors, you know what Moderna said they're going to do with the anticipated profits from the flu vaccine? Oncology research. In other words, cancer and cancer cure research. They know what they're doing. Now, at this point in the podcast, you're probably thinking, well, wait a minute. Why would Moderna put a thing like this out? I mean, aren't they going to be sued to high heaven? No, it's actually kind of genius. There's a list of diseases, of viruses that have protection, have immunity that was given years ago by Congress. So you can't sue the maker. All you can do is apply for, damages, compensation from the federal government, which has a fund that pays out. Flu is one of those viruses covered by the immunity clause, which is, of course, why they made the second mRNA shot to come out after COVID be in that category. And then think about it, how they did it with COVID. They had blanket immunity given by Congress because it was an emergency. So that's how they're getting around this. Dr. William Makis, a Canadian doctor who has studied the immune system damage and cancer that's related from this vaccine, had a warning about who this shot is going to hurt the most. He said it's those who took two or three COVID vaccines. He said these individuals have suffered mild to moderate immune system damage, but they don't know it. Their immune system may barely be hanging on, but cannot sustain another mRNA attack, which is precisely what the Moderna mRNA flu vaccine is. The Mflusiva will do the most damage there, he writes, because those who took two to three COVID-19 vaccines, he said, and still feel fine, have suffered irreversible internal damage in many cases. And then he notes, if we get a bad flu season, he puts that in quotes, a bad flu season, the unvaccinated will be blamed. And the recently mRNA flu vaccinated will fill up the hospitals, ICUs, and morgues. They'll test positive for the flu, and that'll drive the hysteria, the same as COVID. And waiting for those who are frightened by the morgue numbers, by the buzz around the severe flu season that's coming, that'll be caused by the vaccinated, just like with COVID, waiting for them at their doctors will be their doctor with an mRNA shot. And more than likely, no real clue what they're actually putting in their patient's arm.
Battleground America with Tara Servatius. Please subscribe on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your favorite podcasts. Share with friends, family, and other free thinkers. Thanks for listening.
I'm Tobin Heath.
And I'm Kristen Press.
We're World Cup champions, Olympians, and the hosts of The Recap Show.
Week in and week out, we sit down with sports legends, cultural icons, and global changemakers to talk everything from clutch games to causes that matter.
This is about creating the future of women's sports, a future that's honest, inclusive, and real.
Join us for our reimagined journey. Follow and listen to The Recap Show wherever you get your podcasts.